JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's edition of Roundabout JA, we highlight the National Emancipation and Independence Thanksgiving Service. And later in the program, a drought alert tip and our child health and safety tip. We have more for you. Stay with us. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna is calling on Jamaicans to come out and enjoy themselves at this year's Emancipation and Independence activities, even as they reflect on the nation's many achievements.
We must celebrate, and no one must make us feel apologetic for enjoying ourselves, because we have a lot to celebrate this year. There's nothing wrong with feeling special and with celebrating. There are times when we must de-stress. There are times when we must reflect.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the National Emancipation and Independence Thanksgiving Church Service on Sunday, July 26, at the San Diego de la Vega Cathedral in Spanish Town. The church service was the first in a series of emancipation and independence events to be staged island-wide from Friday, July 31 to Thursday, August 6, under the theme Proud and Free, Jamaica 53. The minister says that some of the many achievements to celebrate include the recent inscription of the Blue and John Crow Mountains on UNESCO's World Heritage List, the efforts by government to reduce the country's debt, and the introduction of a nutrition program in all basic schools by the Ministry of Education.
Just in the same way that you save to put on your Christmas dinner or your family reunion once a year, or you save in your community to put on your round robin so that people can come out. Those are the things that make us feel special. And as a government, we save every year to celebrate so that you can enjoy yourself and feel special.
The minister says a number of activities have been organized to commemorate the annual celebrations.
We have a number of things that you can do. You can go to the literary festival. You can come to gala. You can look at the Melagaron. You can come to gospel song. And there are other things in your community that you can do. But you must come out.
Everybody's being encouraged to get their bandana and denim in celebration of this year's fashion theme. Bandana with denim. Catch the fashion rhythm.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica is taking steps in ensuring businesses in all industries will be more competitive and productive. In achieving this, laws and trade agreements will provide a level playing field for both large and small producers. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Take shorter showers. Remember, the longer you are in the shower, the more water you use. Turn the shower off while soaping. When you have finished, turn the shower back on to rinse.
And for today's child safety tip,
I believe the children are our future.
Pick worthwhile rewards. Don't reward children with TV, video games, candy, or snacks for a job well done. Find other ways to celebrate good behavior. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for having joined us. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.